Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Shen Yun presents stories of hope and inspiration across the United States. Because Falun Gong touches hearts. Wide support in China for bringing Jiang Zemin to justice. Slovakia, candlelight vigil draws awareness of persecution in China. Imprisoned 65-year-old records her torture on a piece of cloth. And woman, 63, dies after abuse and forced drug injections wreaked havoc on her health. Now for the stories.
Shen Yun presents stories of hope and inspiration across the United States. Shen Yun Performing Arts opened its 2016 season with four touring companies crisscrossing the United States, performing in four cities and three states simultaneously. Audiences from San Jose to San Francisco and Detroit to Dallas have resonated with the show's profound messages and beautiful traditional culture presented through each masterful production. On January 1st through 10th, Shen Yun performed 26 shows in San Jose, California, Detroit, Michigan, Dallas, Texas, and San Francisco, California, often to sold-out houses. An exquisite spiritual initiation. Deeply inspiring, exquisite, just a magnificent piece of art, said event producer Lynn Pence, who attended the performance with her sister, Renee Besold. It speaks to the highest in us. Here is the heart and the soul being uplifted in the art. Her sister Renee, a former director of human resources and training, also thoroughly enjoyed the show. She said, "It was deep and profound. It is really a remarkable experience. That's probably the finest overall performance in its totality that I have ever seen." She added, "It was really what I would call an exquisite spiritual initiation. This is totally aligned with my heart and soul. A healing for anyone. It's like a healing for anyone," said Harold Purnell, a computer technician. "For Mr. Purnell, Shen Yun came just in time to make you happy, to enlighten you." His wife, Lana Purnell, would like to say to the performers and producers, "We appreciate it and we really needed it in our times. Thank you." She added, "We are living in difficult times and hard times, and we need to grow spiritually to survive in this world." Mr. Purnell believes that Shen Yun does not represent only one culture. For him, the show's message is good for all cultures because we are all a part of mankind. Presenting messages pertinent to this time. Roberta Hammond, an automotive efficiency expert, said, "I was breathless. What a way to start the new year. I want to remember everything in the show and apply it to my own life." Shen Yun's messages had a special appeal to her. She said, "It's okay to believe in something bigger than ourselves. What a great message for right now, the times we live in. Just try to understand and go within and be strong, and sometimes the right things will come along to help you." Mrs. Hammond added, "I'm going to come back every year." Shen Yun will continue its United States tour with January performances in New York City, Atlanta, Georgia, Fresno, California, and Jacksonville, Florida.
Because Falun Gong touches hearts. In recent years, more and more people in China have come to a better understanding of how good Falun Gong really is. Even after 16 years of negative government propaganda, many understand the essence of this traditional cultivation practice. Falun Gong has received support from people from all walks of life in China, despite the severe persecution. Three short stories follow. Because Falun Gong touches hearts. One day I sat next to an older gentleman on the bus. I talked to him about Falun Gong and the millions of people quitting the Chinese Communist Party. He said that he'd had to join the Communist Youth League, but always refused to join the party itself. "I don't agree with the party, its ideology, and the way it rules the country," he told me. I asked if he would like me to help him quit the Youth League. He was glad to have the chance. He said, "I know about Falun Gong. I even bought a Falun Gong book from an antique store, and I read it every now and then." There were so many Falun Gong practitioners before the persecution started. I talked to my friends about why Falun Gong grew so fast and attracted so many people. The answer was simple, because Falun Gong touches hearts. I replied, yes, this is why Falun Gong has spread to every corner of the world. This is something big. In July 2015, our local post office received an order from upper management forbidding the delivery of criminal complaints against former communist head Jiang Zemin. These criminal complaints are being filed by hundreds of thousands of Chinese for Jiang's role in the persecution of Falun Gong. I went to the post office to mail my complaint after the order was issued. I expected some trouble, but the process was surprisingly different than what I thought it would be. I said to the postal staff that I needed to send my complaint to the Supreme Court in Beijing via express mail. He looked at my package and said, "Don't worry, I will help you. This is something big." I was then embarrassed to realize that I was 1 yuan short for the postage. The staff member said to me sincerely, "It's okay, I won't stop you because of this 1 yuan. This is something important. I promise that your complaint will be sent out." I was surprised and touched. 3 days later, I got the receipt from the Supreme Court. I learned that in our area, many practitioners have received help from the postal staff when mailing their complaints. Even though every post office received the order forbidding the complaints, and even posted the order on their walls. 2 weeks is a long time. Two Falun Gong practitioners went to a farmer's market in Kanxian County, Hebei Province, on November 20, 2015. They planned to distribute Falun Gong informational materials and talk to people about Falun Gong and the persecution. When they were talking to a group of people, a man who appeared to be in his 50s ran towards them, shouting, "I know who you are and what you're doing. Wait for me." It had just snowed and the road was very slippery. He could not run fast. But clearly he was worried that the practitioners would leave before he reached them, so he kept shouting for their attention. "Give me some materials. Give some to me. It has been a long time since I got Falun Gong materials." "Here you go. When was the last time you received Falun Gong materials?" a practitioner asked. "It was 2 weeks ago, and 2 weeks is a long time. I can't wait that long."
Wide support in China for bringing Jiang Zemin to justice. More than 202,000 Falun Dafa practitioners and their family members have filed criminal complaints against former Chinese dictator Jiang Zemin since May 2015 for his crimes in persecuting Falun Dafa. These lawsuits have received strong support from people throughout China. As of November 23, 2015, in Changsha City alone, over 2,900 people signed petitions supporting the lawsuits against Jiang. In many cities across the country, Chinese citizens have courageously placed their signatures and fingerprints on petition forms to register their support for bringing Jiang to justice. For example, petitions were recently received from Changsha, Guangzhou, Jilin, Jingzhou, Tangshan, and Qinhuangdao City. Background. In 1999, Jiang Zemin, then head of the CCP, overrode other Politburo Standing Committee members and launched the violent suppression of Falun Dafa. The persecution has killed countless Dafa practitioners over the past 16 years. Many have been murdered for their organs. Others have been imprisoned and tortured for their belief. Jiang Zemin is directly responsible for the inception and continuation of this brutal persecution. Under Jiang's direction, the CCP established an extra-legal security force, the 610 Office, with the power to override the police and judicial systems. The 610 Office carries out Jiang's directives to eradicate Falun Gong, ruin practitioners' reputations, cut off their financial resources, and destroy them physically. Jiang stepped down as head of the CCP in 2002, but he has exerted much power from the shadows through a network of officials he put in power. Chinese law now allows citizens to be plaintiffs in criminal cases, and many practitioners are exercising that right to file criminal complaints against the former dictator.
Slovakia. Candlelight vigil draws awareness of persecution in China. Falun Gong practitioners from Slovakia, Czech Republic, and Turkey held a candlelight vigil in front of the Chinese embassy in Bratislava, the capital of Slovakia, on New Year's Eve, to protest the ongoing persecution of Falun Gong in China. The peaceful protest, in marked contrast to the surrounding New Year celebrations, caught the attention of many passers-by who expressed their support. Many wished the practitioners success and a beautiful New Year. 16 years of persecution. The brutal persecution of Falun Gong was ordered by Jiang Zemin, former leader of the Chinese Communist Party, in July 1999. Since that time, thousands of practitioners have died in custody, millions have been jailed and tortured, and thousands have had their organs harvested in a state-sanctioned scheme to supply organs for transplantation surgeries. Since May 2015, Falun Dafa practitioners have filed more than 200,000 criminal complaints against Jiang Zemin to the People's Supreme Procuratorate and the People's Supreme Court in China. More than 500 Slovakian citizens, including three members of parliament, have signed a petition supporting the lawsuits against Jiang.
Imprisoned 65-year-old records her torture on piece of cloth. I am writing this letter under rough conditions in the Heilongjiang Province Women's Prison. It's difficult for free people to imagine how hard it is to finish this writing. I have to write every word on this piece of cloth. Meanwhile, I have to avoid being detected by inmates monitoring me. Every minute here is the accumulation and continuation of evil crimes. These are a few of the words a Falun Gong practitioner wrote on a piece of cloth while she was imprisoned. Her name is Li Wenjun, a 65-year-old retired teacher. She is still in prison for refusing to renounce her faith. Ms. Li was arrested in May 2012 for practicing Falun Gong, a meditation practice persecuted by the Chinese Communist regime. She was later sentenced to a 5-year prison term. She complained about her torture to the prison authorities many times, but never received a response. She then managed to write her complaints on a piece of cloth and had it smuggled out of the prison to share with the public. She also called for an investigation into the widespread abuse and torture of Falun Gong practitioners held in state custody throughout China. The following is an excerpt of her personal account of torture in Heilongjiang Women's Prison. Beaten and deprived of sleep, I was taken to Group 4, Section 9 of Heilongjiang Province Women's Prison on November 7, 2012. There were 12 people held there. Guards assigned two of them to take turns watching me. They didn't let me sleep at night and forced me to sit still on a small stool. They cursed at me and beat me as soon as I dozed off. One used a hard stick to poke my nostrils. The other opened my eyelids and pinched my mouth to keep me awake. When I moved forward a little, she jumped up and stomped on my toes. 10 days later, on November 12th, they used a leather belt to hang me up to a metal bed frame, which made it hard for me to breathe. I felt suffocated at night and asked them to take off the tape. They wouldn't listen and kept hitting me in my chest, arms, and head. They taped my mouth shut and proceeded to beat and curse me for the next 12 hours. Used as a punching bag. From the moment when I was hung up to the bed frame, the 12 prisoners in the cell took turns beating me. They treated me like a punching bag. They cursed at me, pulled my hair, hit my head, slapped my face, beat me, kicked me, and poured cold water over my head. Force-fed and denied toilet use. I wasn't allowed to use the toilet after I was hung up. For 4 consecutive days, I couldn't eat, drink, sleep, or use the restroom. Nevertheless, they still force-fed me as a form of torture. They claimed that they managed me by humane means, so they couldn't keep me hungry. They then started force-feeding me together. A few people forcibly held me down, while others grabbed my hair and turned my head upwards. A nurse inserted a plastic tube into my nostril while cursing at me. The unheated cell had a cement floor with iron chains and rings. I was locked in chains that connected the rings on the ground. It was impossible for me to stand or squat. cruel torture. In Heilongjiang Province Women's Prison, guards tortured Falun Gong practitioners to force us to write four statements, one of repentance, one to separate from Falun Gong, one guaranteeing not to practice Falun Gong any longer, and another to denounce Falun Gong. I witnessed many cases of Falun Gong practitioners being tortured in the prison. Editor's note: many of the above-mentioned practitioners, including Ms. Lee Winjun, are still suffering torture on a regular basis. We call for people to spread the word about their ordeals and urge the authorities to investigate and stop the mistreatment of Falun Gong practitioners in China.
Woman, 63, dies after abuse and forced drug injections wreaked havoc on her health. Ms. Li Jili was enjoying perfect health after practicing Falun Gong when the Chinese Communist regime launched the attack on her spiritual belief in 1999. The 63-year-old woman from Wuhan City, Hubei Province, was arrested a total of 5 times over the years and subjected to various forms of abuse. During her last detention in 2013, she was injected with unknown drugs that caused headaches, memory problems, and blurred vision. Upon her release, she was never able to recover from complications arising from being injected with the harmful drugs. The constant pressure for her to give up Falun Gong further aggravated her suffering. She passed away on December 28, 2015. 3 arrests in 1 year. Ms. Li was first arrested on July 21, 1999, the day when the regime openly began its persecution of Falun Gong. She was visiting the Hubei Provincial Appeals Office to seek justice for the practice when she was taken into custody. She wasn't released until late that night. She was arrested a second time in late December 1999 when she went to Beijing to appeal for Falun Gong. She was sent back to Wuhan, where she was detained for 15 days. Less than 2 months later, she was back in custody and wasn't released until the summer of 2001. Sleep deprivation in a forced labor camp. Ms. Li was arrested for a fourth time in late 2007 after being reported to the police for talking to people about the persecution of Falun Gong. She developed symptoms of diabetes shortly after her arrest, but the police still subjected her to 1 year of forced labor a month later. Ms. Li was only allowed a couple hours of sleep per night during her time at the Heiwan labor camp. She was released 7 months later when it was apparent that she was in precarious condition due to the abuse. Forcibly injected with unknown drugs in brainwashing center. Her last arrest took place in September 2013, when a group of police officers broke into her apartment and took her to a brainwashing center. Ms. Li was forced to read and watch materials that slandered Falun Gong. She held firm to her belief, but was made to stand in a dark room for extended periods of time. The guards there injected her with unknown drugs on multiple occasions. The porridge given to her at breakfast tasted strange and bitter, and she suspected it was laced with harmful drugs, as she had diarrhea quite a few times afterwards. She subsequently experienced headaches and memory problems, and her vision became blurry. Unable to recover, she eventually passed away before the new year. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.